going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro. And I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Thank you for tuning into the Sports Ethos Nets podcast. This is your host, Cody Mallory, on Twitter at RealCodyMallory. Once again, joined by my two co-hosts, Joe Farrow, that's at the Joe Farrow on Twitter, and Anthony Dittmar, that's at Anthony Dittmar _ on Twitter. Guys, I am sad. I don't know what else to say besides that I'm just sad, man. Like, how are you guys doing? But like, I'm sad.
I'm so sick of
rough
it.
Out here.
So sick.
It's
of it.
Real rough out here, man. I can't. There's not much else to say. Just it's like every day that like we don't have our guys back, it just gets more and more difficult to record these and try to be positive.
Oh, I'm sitting on my couch right now in my basement. I almost killed a bag of jelly beans in about 10 minutes because I'm so sad.
Yeah, I'm just fucking losing games, man. It's just. Sorry for my language. It's just whether it's an injury report, losing a game in heartbreaking fashion, losing a game by the blowout, it just doesn't get any easier. I don't know how many blows I can take, bro. Like to just put it in perspective, like if we won that game, just no defensive threes, like I know we'll get into it. Like we're up 3-1 of the season series. It's only one game difference, the 7. And now we're 3 back, split season series. I don't know what the second tiebreaker is. And we're only 1 game over .500. And we have a really tough schedule coming up. I know we have, like, Miami, I think Boston again. I think it's the Philly game. Like, it's not really easy. I know we're getting Durant back, but holy moly. I don't know if the Nets got playing.
Standing-wise, that was tough. Because, like you said, now they're 3 back at Toronto. They had a chance to pass them if they won both games. And now they're 3 back. They're 4 back of Boston, who – lost Jaylen Brown tonight. Hopefully, nothing serious, that injury.
And what happened with Trey? Is Trey all right?
He came back in.
He came back in.
I saw he got hurt. I didn't see if he came back or not. But yeah, that was rough.
Yeah. So let's dive into the game. Obviously, on Monday, yesterday, the Nets got embarrassed. They were completely outmatched. Their game plan was horrible. They made some nice adjustments tonight. I thought the biggest one was playing that zone, which really gave the Raptors fits. When they played man last night, the bigger wings on Toronto, mainly Scottie Barnes or Pascal Siakam, was just posting up the Nets down low when they got switches, whether it was on like a Patty Mills or a Seth Curry. And they were just destroying the Nets. But tonight, the zone, I mean, there was a couple lapses where the bottom guy kind of lost the guy in the dunker spot and he got a wide open dunk. But for the most part, the defense by the Nets was much better. What are your guys' thoughts? Do you think the zone was a good idea? I think maybe it's something we see in the future, or is it just because Toronto really doesn't have too many shooters and they got more of, like, wings?
I think it was definitely more of a strategic thing, matchup-based. I'd love to see it implemented more, but against like the Raptors with not a lot of shooting. But Jock Vaughn literally just said that a lot of the stuff was matchup based and just trying to go big and do a lot of different things to try to hold them. But it was a lot more competitive than yesterday. That was for sure. But so it worked a bit because we couldn't even get shots up or stop them from scoring at all yesterday. So it definitely helped a little bit, but didn't get the job done in the end, I guess.
Yeah. See, I like how they did it in this game. And honestly, I'm not totally against it because the way the Nets are constructed, they have a lot of small guards and a lot of bigs. Like, not a lot of wings in the middle. Like, guys that can really, like, besides Kevin Durant, like, shut down, like, a team's, like, top forward. So I wouldn't be against, like, implementing it if it works against certain teams. Obviously, if it starts burning you, you get away from it. But I think right. It could be successful just because the Nets don't have a lot of guys that can man up, like, one-on-one with, like, a team's best player. Unless they get Ben Simmons back at some point, then that's a different story. But I'm not going to count on that for now. I wouldn't count on anything. Yeah, I'm just being pessimistic. So I just expect losses. My roommate's a Knicks fan. He's like, dude, I just don't get myself invested so I don't get hurt. And I was like, dude, I gotta start doing that. Because honestly, it's just like... I was going to watch today, like, even though it's shitty as it sounds, I was like, I have to watch, obviously, so I was watching, and I was like, oh my god, they're actually playing well, like, they responded really well, ended the third quarter really nice, and then, I mean, like, once Malachi Flynn hit that three, I'm like, it's the beginning of the end.
It's always the rant.
Late shot clock, like, some BS, couldn't secure defensive rebounds, these defensive threes, and then Curry got me back in it, and then just more pain.
Bro, Scotty Barnes hit that shot. I think it was in the fourth quarter where, like, right at the end of the shot clock, he, like, faded off his back foot. It looked like he traveled, but on the replay, he didn't. He really just threw the ball up, and it went in. I was like, god damn it, it's going to be one of those nights.
So bad. The Nets at 32 and 31. Imagine saying that at the beginning of the season.
I know. The Nets are 2-9 on the second night of back-to-backs. Obviously, that's not very good.
They won 5 games since mid-January, dude. It's March 1st. Let's just put into perspective. I'm sorry. Since Kevin Durant has gone down, the Nets are 5-16. Like, holy shit.
That's fire. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
There's no light at the end of the tunnel. We don't know when Ben Simmons is coming back. We don't know if Joe Harris is coming back. We don't know this mandate stuff. At least we know KD is coming back this week, but it's going to be more KD hero ball, all the games that he's by himself. Like, the beginning of the year, we were just winning games because of him. And I just don't like – they can win his regular season games, hopefully. But I don't even know how much that gets you in the playoffs. You saw how much it took a toll on him against the Bucks.
Yeah.
We're going to get a tough first series, too. We're going to get a really tough team because we're going to have to play in a play-in and then get one of the top teams in the East. Like, unless we somehow miraculously stumble into Cleveland, like, it's really going to be tough.
Yeah.
The Nets were 3-10 in the month of February. Obviously, today's March 1st. And they started off the month 0-7. Like, they lost the first 7 games in February.
Well, they're at 11-game losing streak, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's still, like, I was hoping March was going to be better, but it got off to just as much as a heartbreaking start as February was.
Can Kevin Durant please play Thursday? I cannot wait till Sunday because they don't play until Sunday against the Celtics.
Yeah.
So I can't deal with the sour taste all the way till Sunday. Like, I need something to be happy about. Tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon, like, I need that injury report to say, just say questionable. Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, Sunday we're going to see hopefully Kyrie and KD. So that'll be nice. First time in a while. But like you said, hopefully Thursday. In Brooklyn, KD comes back. I thought Goran Dragic looked pretty damn good tonight, despite the Canadians being a little upset with him, which I don't really follow. I'm pretty sure it was Nick Nurse that basically said he didn't want to play Dragic and that they were going in a different direction.
I mean, it was a mutual thing.
Right.
He wanted to play Dragic. I think he was like, I'm cool with playing until, like, you find me a new home. Like, I think, like, after the Lowry sign and trade went down, he was like trying to like be moved right away. And then they couldn't really get like an offer they liked. So they kind of just said like, okay, we'll wait. And they thought it'd be like a before the deadline type of thing. And it just dragged and dragged. But it was like, he didn't really like choose to sit out. Like he was forced to.
Right. But he was good tonight. He only played 15 minutes again. I really wish he was in that closing lineup of the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game. I really don't think that Patty Mills should have been in it, truthfully.
Yeah.
He was getting killed.
That's exactly what Jacques Vaughn said. He was like, we didn't want to have Dragic out there. We wanted to stay big to close the game. But it wasn't about Dragic's conditioning or anything like that or a minutes restriction. It was just strategy.
I don't agree with it, but
yeah, bad strategy, Jock.
Yeah, I would have put Dragic on the stretch, honestly. That was just
Cam. They didn't have anyone that could create a shot at the end. I mean, James Johnson, give him some credit. He was good tonight. He was very good tonight.
He was our leading scorer.
I know. Like he played a good game, but like I don't know. Like I would have Cam Thomas out there, especially that last possession coming out of the timeout when Curry missed that fadeaway on the baseline. Like, yeah, it was a good look, but you got to have Cam in the game. He's one of your best creators on the team right now, and he's just watching on the bench. I also did not agree with that decision.
Yeah, it was rough, the final stretch, just like seeing the lineups we threw out there. There's not really much else to say, honestly. It was just heartbreaking. Because we really could have used that win, especially going into a game where we could possibly get KD back next. And then just to blow it in the fourth after closing out the third so well. It was pretty rough to watch.
Yeah, let's talk about the defensive 3 seconds that ended up really hurting the Nets. I think it was back-to-back possessions, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you lose by one and you give them 2 free points at the end of the game, you don't love to see that.
Yeah, not fun. And not at all.
I don't know. I don't understand why they fouled Gary Trent so soon. I mean, I guess that they were fighting time, but at least trap him. And he was still in the backcourt, maybe get an 8-second violation. I mean, that man wasn't even hitting the net on his free throws. That's how cash they were. I don't know. It was heartbreaking is the word to use. The Nets really, really needed this one for standing purposes, for like a momentum going, hopefully into getting Durant back. And now the schedule gets tough. They got to play, obviously, Miami on Thursday. And then Boston's been as high as anyone in the league. And then they got the Hornets. So, I mean, the Hornets are no slouches. Then it's Philly, that game we've all been waiting for on March 10th. Before they got a little break with the Knicks and the Magic, but the way the Nets are playing, I mean, there's no free wins.
Yeah, no, absolutely nothing. They're going to have to earn every win they get mostly for the rest of the way. So definitely not going to be very fun.
Yeah, honestly, I thought one thing I did notice the game though, I thought Nick Claxton kind of should have played more down the stretch. Like, I would have played him at the 5, or at least with him and Aldridge instead of Brown and Johnson. Because, like, Claxton was playing pretty well defensively. I get Siakam went out, so you don't really need him. But Aldridge was getting destroyed in every single, like, defensive, like, play. Like, it was really bad. Like, and if you were just going to go to Curry anyway in offense, I was okay with sacrificing Aldridge's offense if it meant, like, having a little more athletic big for defensive rebounding. I thought he played well, though. Yeah. He's been in the doghouse since they got Drummond. I don't know if like, he really does have a role when Drummond comes back, but like I do like him for certain matchups, like Siakam. Like, that's a good matchup for him, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that I just think it's unfortunate that they've lost like basically all opportunity to play Claxton. And he's definitely somebody with what is he? He has restricted free agency coming up. Or, like, what is he, extension eligible or something like that? Because he was a second-round pick. I don't remember the rules exactly, but
he only gets 3 years.
It looks more and more likely that him and Joe Harris will not be on this team next year. And sad to see him go.
Yeah, Claxton looked good tonight. Sure.
Can we?
I think he did.
Sorry.
Did a good job on Siakam. No, you're good. Unfortunately, one of my tweets resurfaced from December 4th when the Nets were in first place. And I tweeted, the Nets should tank to the 8th seed, let Kyrie play away games and dominate everyone on the road. The Nets would be the first 8th seed to ever win an NBA championship. And I'm currently being blamed on Nets Twitter for the Nets collapse, ironically, to the 8th seed.
God damn it, Cody.
I got people DMing me, like, bro, like, you did this to us. Like, oh, man. I'm very powerful, but I don't think I'm quite that powerful.
First, you go to the game and give the whole team COVID, and now you curse us.
I asked Cody to go to the game Thursday now, but somehow I feel like something bad is going to happen if we go.
Bro, I'm honestly scared to go back. First game, everyone on the Nets got COVID. Second game I was supposed to go to, I got COVID. Like, what'll happen if I try to go Thursday? I don't know, Anthony.
I don't even want to make a joke. Like, if I say something, it's going to happen. Probably something's going to get my mouth shut.
Yeah, man.
Do you guys notice how Patty Mills looks?
Yeah, he looks cooked.
Patty Mills looks cooked.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Like, you're saying yes? So. I mean, yeah, that's exactly what we were saying yesterday. Like, the guy, like, he's just been playing so much more than he's ever played in his career. And then he goes out tonight and he plays another 32 minutes on the second half of a back-to-back. Like, he's got to get some sort of rest.
I would have split
him. I mean,
it's a little better.
Yeah, before, earlier in the year, like, sure, they literally didn't have anyone else. But, I mean, now with Curry, with Dragic, the emergence of Cam Thomas, like, why is Cam Thomas only playing 18 minutes when Patty Mills is playing 32? And Patty Mills is, like you guys are saying, it's clearly not himself. And they actually said on Yes Network during the game, I think it was Ruko, but I'm not positive, that not including tonight, but the last 10 games is Patty Mills' worst three-point shooting percentage over a 10-game stretch in any 10-game stretch in his entire career. And that's over a 13-year career. So, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't understand why they continue to run him into the ground when they finally have other options to play now.
I mean, like, even without our stars, like, our team is still a lot deeper than it was before the trade. And, like, they're not taking advantage of that right now at all, which they need to, because guys like Patty, he looks, like, absolutely drained physically. And, like, even Bruce is playing 33 minutes, second half of a back-to-back. Nobody really shot that well tonight. Like, a lot of guys shot, like, 50%. Like, wow. But James Johnson shot 7 for 11. Aldridge was 6 for 12. Claxton was 3 for 3. But then, like Seth was 7 for 16. Bruce was 4 for 10. Patty was 3 for 7. Like, it was just, like, a lot of guys just, like, I don't know. Like, you only ran, like, in a game like tonight, second half of a back-to-back, you basically ran a 9-man rotation all on a second half of a back-to-back when Kessler Edwards only played 2 minutes. But, right. Like, you gotta extend it a little bit.
Do you want to hear three stats?
Yeah,
let's hear it. Guess how many more minutes Patty Mills has played than every other net this season?
Gotta be, like, 200.
273 more minutes in the next net. He's played in 62 of 63 games. He has the next closest net in games played is Bruce Brown at 54. So he's up 8 games in any net. And he's at 1,900 minutes. And the next closest is James Harden at 1,627, who's not even on the team anymore. Then you go Kevin Durant with 1,300, Bruce Brown 1,100. Then it goes Cam Thomas, LaMarcus Aldridge, Bembry, James Johnson, then Griffin Edwards, Claxton Carter, and then Kyrie Irving.
Jesus, that's tough.
That's insane. He's second in games is Brown. Then it goes Cam Thomas is third in games. Who would have thought that Patty Mills,
bro, Cam is third in games? Like, he hasn't even played in a bunch of games this year. That's so crazy.
No one's played more than 54 to 62 games in the Nets besides Patty Mills. 55. Actually, every net has missed 9 games or more besides Patty Mills.
That's insane.
That's crazy. Like,
dude was DMP'd for a bit, but that's why he's down. But
yeah,
right.
Jeez. That is so crazy.
Ooh. I thought Blake was good again tonight, by the way.
He was. Yeah, no, Blake did look good tonight. It was just a lot of post performances tonight.
He's playable in the playoffs. Yeah. His defense is there he has on the court. And if he's at least like respectable on offense, like we were talking about at the beginning of the year, and we're calling him Kwame, I think he'll be fine.
Kwame Griffin. What a guy.
Just a guy real quick.
Kwame Griffin was when we were actually good. Imagine that.
I know, right?
Those are like first world problems now.
I know. Those were like, those are actually good times. It was fun to make fun of Blake Griffin back then. But now it's like, oh, Blake, now he's playing 15 minutes again. Good for him.
What a rolling season. I thought last year was this crazy season. This year, by far, is it more crazy?
I think it is. Like, it shit is wild.
At least last year when Durant went down, we had Kyrie and James have that best run of the season when they went like 21 and like, I think they went like 21 and 4 or some shit. Like,
they went like 23 and 4 or something like that.
Yeah, like it was an insane run. Like, the West Coast 6-0 sweep. Like, I remember we swept the whole road trip in the West. And then like, it was just a crazy run. And KD came back. We had like a week or two span with the big three, that playoff series against the Celtics, and then the start of our demise. It really hasn't gotten better since that Bucks series. I don't think there's really been like that one Bulls game where everyone was playing. That's it.
Like, that's literally it. It was just that one Bulls game.
They all look crazy in like that second half. It's really, besides that, it's been nothing.
That one Bulls game too was crazy because Kyrie did not play well in that game.
It was all timely shots, so it was fun.
Yeah. Oh jeez.
I'm praying on two people's downfalls. That's James Harden and Eric Adams.
Yeah.
Do you guys
think that we had a – just go – 1 second. Do you think that there is – that we had a better chance of winning a championship last year if we kept – if we didn't do the James Harden trade?
No. I think that's the best way to win.
I mean, looking back on it, like losing Kyrie and pretty much not having James Harden, I mean, you got to say like Jarrett Allen and Kevin Durant, if healthy, would have helped Kevin Durant more than James Harden on one leg. But I mean, that's looking at it, what, 8 months past it happening?
Being very specific.
In the moment. Yeah. What's up?
That's being very specific, like you're saying. Like, it's like
yeah. In the moment, absolutely not. The James Harden trade was definitely the right move, and it just didn't work out, unfortunately.
Yeah, like the 80 on the foot thing becomes like a moment in Nets history we look back on. Hopefully it's not. I'm still holding out. Like, we still have a window, but I'm just saying. I just look at it in perspective. Like, I think if they – let's say KD's foot's not on the line, they win that series. I don't think Kyrie does come back in the playoffs. He's not one known to play through injuries. He's very against it, adamant against it. And I think that was a serious injury, the more than the Nets let on. I think they're just trying to be like shady in the playoffs, or as even more shady than they already are. I think they get past Atlanta really without just Durant. I think so. I don't think it'd be like a sweep, but I think they could get, they got past Milwaukee. I think they get past Atlanta. I wonder if Harden's healthy enough by the finals to like at least, I think they would have lost to Phoenix regardless, but I think that would have been a series. If they had all three, I think there's no way anybody was beating them last year. I think last year was the easiest time it was going to be to win. Like, I really, the last year's field was pretty easy to beat after the Bucks. It's a shame they matched up with Milwaukee in that second round. Because I think if they didn't, I think they would have got past the Sixers pretty easily, like the way they were last year.
Because Joel was hurt too.
Yeah, Joel was hurt. They had Simmons then. Obviously, we have Simmons now. But I think the Nets with the big three are much better than Ben and Joel were last year. They couldn't get past Atlanta, for Christ's sake. And then, I don't know. Like, it would be interesting if we match up with them later on, who doesn't get hurt, who plays, what happens. But, yeah, it's just a lot of what-ifs. It sucks. Like, you never know if it's going to get there again. But I think there's still optimism. Like, I'm still holding on optimism. When you have Kevin Durant, like, you always got to hold on optimism. But the East is tough, man. It's way hard. It's like there's, like, three more legit teams this year than there was last year.
Yeah. And if I'm going to be honest, I – personally, I'm starting to feel like this is a lost season for the Nets.
That's how I am right now. I know it's dark times right now, and it's like a lot of murkiness. I'm not saying it's impossible, because if they do get some timely guys, timely things work out, it is possible. But like, it's also a stat, like no team has ever won the finals with less than 50 wins. And the Nets would almost have to run the table to get the 50 at this point. And I'm pretty sure I think they have to like 17-1, I think. They have like
Yeah, like, they could lose one more. They could lose one more game, I believe.
They're not winning 50 games. They'd be the first team under 50 wins. I don't think anybody above a 6 seed has ever won. I think it was a 6 seed Rockets. The Rockets and Knicks, I think. I'm honestly, it was Rockets. They won the finals. So it's going to be a lot of firsts for everything. The first team to lose more than 7 games in a row, and we lost 11.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm definitely not going to rule it out, but right now I'm just leaning like, man, like it just looks so grim. And it's like everything has to fall in place perfectly for the Nets, like very soon.
It's like they have to go through so many good teams in the East. Like you're going through like, there's, I don't think they're going to get a round like of an easy team. Like usually at least you try to get like a first round gimme. Like you're going to have to go through like some insane teams, like the, like at least.
Well, I'm sure the top of the, like the top of the standings are feeling the same thing right now, especially the 1 and 2 seeds. Cause if you have to play the Brooklyn Nets coming out of the play in.
Oh yeah. 100%.
No number 1 or 2 seed wants that.
That's
for damn sure.
Too. Well, I'm getting to a point now where like, we haven't really looked at the play in possibilities. I think it's really, we can start looking at it. Cause like you, obviously you want the 7-8 more than the 9-10 cause 9-10, one loss, you're out. At least a 7-8 with the cushion. And now we got to start worrying about that. Because at first I was like, oh, we'll get out of this hole. Like, we really have to look into that. Like,
we all said that the Nets would end up at like a 5 seed by the end of the season because we were under the impression that Ben and Katie were playing immediately after the All-Star break.
Yeah, no, I really don't know. Like, it was just, I don't think they get out of the play-in now. If you asked me a week ago, I said they do. I'm saying they don't now. But like, holy shit. Like, it's like, what a season. Like, we went from the 1 seed to like this, to like that trade. Jeez. We're like at the tail end of a really bad tailspin.
And we got to add, like, it wasn't like we were the 1 seed for 2 games, 15 games in the season. We were the 1 seed for like 2 weeks, like 35 games into the year.
We were like at the top 1-2, like back and forth, at least for a month, I'd say.
Yeah, it was. That's what I'm saying. For like 3 weeks or so, we were the number 1 seed like 35 games into the season. And now we're the 8th seed with like 20 games left to go.
Yeah, like we're the 1 seed like 2 weeks into the year. We're like, oh my God, we're 5-1. We really were like rocking it. I don't know. Maybe it started with the Joe Harris injury. Obviously, the Kyrie vaccine thing is what really started it all. Who knows?
Yeah. Matt Brooks tweeted that the Nets were in first place on December 31st. Which was the season started.
No way. That is, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's such a quick turnaround. Oh my God.
Yeah. That's what happens when you lose 11 in a row, man.
But then we also got to mention, like, all of the East was winning at the time that we were losing.
Yeah. I want to go through some quotes real quick after the game. Jack Vaughn on the play-in situation said it's a sense of urgency for sure. There is urgency that has to do with this group. They have to feel it, sense it, embrace it. There is a sense of urgency with this group. That was a quote that I got off of Chris Mulholland.
There is?
From his Twitter. Like, if you're going to keep saying sense of urgency, sense of urgency, sense of urgency, then the guy's got to play. Like, I'm sorry, Kevin Durant's got to play Thursday if there's really a sense of urgency and he's healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, you just lost 2 games to Toronto. They're now ahead of you by, what, 3 games, I think we said? I don't even want to look at the standings again. It's going to make me sad. You have Boston by 4, I think.
They don't exist.
It's like – it's just like you got to. And then James Johnson said, everybody knows the situation we're in. The guys in the locker room, we understand it a little bit different. We understand how close we really are to what we want to become this year.
I'm sick of these quotes. I don't care. Like, honestly, just winning.
Yeah, right. They're like just saying a lot of stuff.
Go out there, go out and win. That's all we care about. Just go win games.
Yeah. I feel that. And it's like, I'm sick of hypotheticals. It's like I'm back in college, man. I'm sick of all these theories and how things work in an ideal world. Like, that shit clearly does not exist, especially not for the Nets. And like, I just want to see it happen. Like, I'm so sick of hearing, oh, when we're healthy. Oh, if the Nets are full strength. Oh, if they have all their guys. Doesn't seem like they're ever going to have all of their guys.
Yeah. It's rough. It's hard to think. It really is.
I'll tell you one day at a time. I'm going to start doing that. I can't look at the grand scheme.
Right. I mean, come playoffs, like I think we all would agree on, no one's going to want to play the Nets no matter what seed they are. Once again, if they're somewhat healthy, I mean, just no one's going to want to see that team. But they are certainly going to have the toughest road in NBA history to get to a championship, without a question.
Yeah, pain.
But I think I've had enough depressing thoughts for one night. You guys want to pick the Miami Heat game?
I'm just reading one of the responses to your tweet. Someone don't forget to slander Harden and glorify Kyrie.
I just forgot. I sent out a tweet asking if there's any questions. I think there's a couple.
So what's the six seed thing? But we already answered that. Do you think we went to 5th and 6th? I don't think so.
Hen underscore Dusty 05. Do you think we have a good chance to be in the 5th or 6th seed when KD is back? Nope. I'll answer first. I think there's a chance still that they can get to the 6th seed, especially if Boston lost Jaylen Brown. I mean, obviously, you never want anyone to get injured, but his fall did not look good. I don't know if there's been any updates on him, but 4 games with what? They have 21 games left or something, 20 games left.
They have to win, and they have to win now. That's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have to – I think they have 19 or something games left. They're going to have to win about 15 of those games to have a chance, which I don't know, man. I mean, that's obviously not going to be easy given what we've been watching, but, I mean, it's doable. I mean, they got, like, Hornets. They got the Knicks. They got the Magic. They got the Blazers. The Hornets again. The Pistons. So, I mean, they have some winnable games. The Rockets, the Knicks, the Pacers. So, like, those are all games the Nets should be favored in. I mean, that's just looking at their schedule real quick. So, I mean, it is still possible, but I wouldn't say it's very likely.
They have a favorable schedule down the stretch after, like, this next week and a half, 2 weeks. But
Eddie Gonzalez just tweeted out soon, and it's a GIF of Kevin Durant. He tweeted it out 27 minutes ago, right after the Nets lost. So, I mean, obviously – he's very close with Kevin Durant, so maybe Kevin Durant's playing Thursday. Is that a hint, you think?
I mean, I'd assume so. If not Thursday, then it's got to be Sunday at this point.
I mean, like he has to, like, he might just be, like, messing around because he knows, like, the reports, too. I'm sure he actually knows, but it could be interpreted either way. I think he does play Thursday, but it won't surprise me if he doesn't. Like, he sees out tomorrow around 3 o'clock, and I'll just be like, oh, well.
All right, Joe, you're still in first. We all picked a loss against Toronto, so we all just gained a game, but no one really gained on anyone. So Miami Heat, Brooklyn Nets at the Clays. Who's winning, Joe?
The Heat.
Okay, I like that. I'm going with the Nets. I think Durant's coming back with vengeance.
All right,
I'm going to go with,
by the way, I would like to say if Durant doesn't play, the Nets have a very, 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 very slim chance of winning. But I'm still sticking with the Nets pick.
I'm going to go with the Nets win because why the hell not? I'm not overly confident, though.
Yeah, you definitely don't sound it.
Yeah, no. Spirits are down.
And morale is low.
Yeah, 19 games left in the season. I'm going to say the Nets are going to go 15-4. I'm feeling optimistic. Got to end the episode with some positive vibes.
I'm going to go 14-5.
Okay. Joe's probably going to go like 1-18 or something crazy.
Another
one. Yeah, sure. I'll go with that. I'll just let you pick for me because my brain hurts too much right now to even try to come up with a record.
That's fair. Yeah, 15-4 is just a number I pulled out of my ass, to be honest with
I'll
you.
Go, hopefully I'll it go, happened. How many games is it?
19.
12-7.
That's going to go 35 in the year. They're going to win all 19 of their games, then sweep all 4 rounds of the playoffs.
Yeah, all right.
All right, I think
you mean all 5 because we'll be coming out of the play-in.
True,
you're right. 36 games. Another fish 0-21. They're gonna lose and then lose both play-in games.
Would we make the play-in if we lose out? Probably not. Definitely not.
We're only 3 games up on the 11 seed Washington, by the way. If you want to look in the
All right, Anthony. I think
don't look now, but Kristaps Porzingis is breathing down our neck.
I hate both of you. I can't even say Dinwiddie anymore. There's nothing to gain out of it. Dinwiddie's gone, and that man was hooping the other night.
Speaking of the Mavs, Luka just threw down a putback poster all over Dwight Howard.
Good.
Oh boy.
I did not know he could do that.
But. Hey, if you're a Nets fan, the one team we can laugh down on, well, two teams, the Lakers, the Knicks, because they're still bigger jokes than us.
That's a we're cutting it close. I honestly think the morale on this podcast is down more right now than it was during the 11-game losing streak. So that says a lot.
Yeah. yeah, that's pretty much it, I guess. Y'all good? Any more points?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. No, bro. Just still a waiting game.
Yeah, I got nothing else to say, I'll be honest. Hopefully, pretty soon, this will turn around, but we've been saying that since October. Feels like maybe there was that month, and because the Nets didn't start the season off very strong either. It was kind of that middle of the beginning of the season where they went on the run, yeah, and then Durant got hurt.
In December.
Yeah, but all right, I think that's enough. So thank you for tuning into the Sports Ethos Nets podcast with Cody, Anthony, and Joe. Hopefully we see Kevin Durant on Thursday, and let's go Nets.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.